Lots of love, many blessings, and welcome to Your Wish Fulfilled, the magical podcast to feel wonderful right now. And from that feeling of success and abundance in yourself, to attract and experience the life that you desire, starting now. So let's just take a moment to hold in mind one thing that you'd love to experience in your life. Could be a situation, relationship, whatever it is. Wealth, abundance, situations, things, whatever you want. Now imagine that thing or that experience arrives in your life right now. Right now, it just appears. And it's here. It's here in your being, in your life. You're experiencing it fully. Yes. And just breathe that into your being. Feel that it's already here, and you now feel comfortable and relaxed and in a state of wonder around these things. And now bring your attention back here to your life and bring that feeling back here into your being. Today I wanted to share with you how I made my first million and some of the things that you can learn for yourself if you're manifesting more wealth in your life. Because I know money is, of course, a very important thing, you know. Without money, life is quite difficult, isn't it? It's, you know, a bit ridiculous to say, oh, it doesn't matter, you don't need money. Of course you need money. There's some people, they say, oh, you know, it's just a construct, you don't need it. No, we do need it. And until there's massive abundance of everything and there's no need for money exchange, we're definitely going to need money because it's the means of exchange. Currency. Currency is an interesting word because it has the word current in it. Currency. It's like an energy moving around, right? And that energy allows you to turn thoughts into things. Quite amazing. Like, let's say you have an idea. Oh, I'd love to buy this thing. It's a thought in your mind, right? Thought in your mind. But when you have the current of money, it's an energy, you can turn that thought into a thing by pressing a button. It's really quite miraculous, the whole system set up. Yeah, you can. There are people who, you know, of course, they get into the conspiracy side and the dark side behind BlackRock and all these different things, right? Which we're not going to get into here. But it's a fascinating thing that you can turn your thoughts into things using the current of wealth in the form of money. So we need money in this current world, and we might as well have lots of it. So here's a few things that I personally experienced that you maybe can learn from. First thing in my journey is that I started out with a poverty consciousness, a block to money. So I was started off as a meditation teacher when I started my spiritual journey. If you like, my journey of self-development happened when I was 18. I had a spiritual awakening. I was pulled out of my body unexpectedly, saw a vision of my future. And then I started doing loads of meditation, right? And so I wasn't into money. I didn't have much money before then. I was working nasty, crappy jobs, you know, kitchens and restaurants and, you know, random places. So I didn't have any money. My parents weren't very wealthy. And so then I go into a spiritual path, which didn't really encourage money either. And then I went to college and I took loans out and stuff. And then after that, I'm like, look, I've got no money. I've got all this debt. Like, I've got to figure this out, right? And then I started trying to make money doing my own work. And I soon realized that I had major problems, major blocks. And when I did the deeper work, I realized that I had a money story that basically went along the lines of, I can't have money because if I have money, I won't be a spiritual person. Like, money and spirituality are separate, disconnected things, contradictory things. And the more money I have, the less spiritual I am. So I had this idea that I can't be spiritual and be wealthy. And I actually have a whole program on overcoming the money story. So if you feel you have background blocks and beliefs about money that are stopping you getting it, then I recommend you get that program. I'll put a link to it in the description. So that was the first step for me, is sorting, cleaning that stuff out. You know, there's three steps to that. One is figure out what the program is. There's a process to figure out what it is. Then clear it out. There's a very specific method to clean that out, to cancel it. Then to create your new money story, your new program, and then reprogram yourself. So I had to go through this process. When I did that, miracles started to happen in terms of, because I wasn't blocked anymore. So I was now like, I'm open to receive. I'm open to receive. It was almost like everything was shut down. Like, I won't take it. And then all of a sudden the doors opened and then the abundance started flowing. So that was a major upgrade. That was a remarkable experience, right? And then the next thing is I moved to Hawaii. This is actually, the timeline's a bit roundabout here, but part of it was going to Hawaii, right? I went with no money when I first arrived. I sold everything I had. And then I took the money that I sold, the things I sold, and I bought trainings and courses on how to set up businesses, basically. This is a long time ago now. And it was like, either I practiced what I was learning and sorted this out, or I would be broke and have to go back to England. So I had this real pressure. So I'm trying to relax. I'm like, I'm in Hawaii. I'm lying in the ocean. You're just floating in the ocean, the beautiful waves and the palm trees. And I'm like, oh, this is great. But I was also slightly anxious because I didn't have any cash. And I was spent all this money on these courses. And I had to like figure out how to actually turn it into something practical, right? And then I did my first course. And it brought in, I think it was about $14,000 or somewhere in that neighborhood, which was great at the time, right? Because from nothing to 14 grand was like fantastic, right? And the key thing there was that it worked. The best thing is getting your first sale. Getting your first sale as an entrepreneur is such a rewarding feeling. It really is. Like, there's nothing like it. Like, I've made so many sales just since then, and like, I still like making sales, but it doesn't have the same like magical feeling as it did then, because the first one is always best. And then I realized, like, I had these limits on how much I thought was okay to earn. And I had, oh, maybe if I make this and maybe if I make that, and I can't charge this amount of money. So I had these like blocks on how much I could charge and this and that. And then I started looking at that and increasing the amount from, you know, like $100, $200, $500, to $1,000, to $2,000, to $5,000, to $10,000, to $25,000, you know, to keep raising the bar. And each time there's like a mental, emotional issue there. You're like, oh, can I pull this off? Is this going too far? It helps to be around other people who are into the same sort of things and are like pushing themselves. Because if you're around people who have poverty consciousness and limited beliefs and low self-esteem, and they don't believe in themselves and they don't think things are possible, and they think there's only certain things that you're allowed to do and not allowed to do, and there's all this limiting beliefs, then that's really a drain. So I was around other people. I put myself in these situations where I was around people who were doing cool things. That's really, really important. That's why in our programs we have a community and we have masterminds and we have support and all these things. Because if you're around negative people, it's really, really hard to get out of it. We acclimatize ourselves and set ourselves up for what we think is possible based on who we look up to and who we spend time with. So that was huge, just raising the bar. And the other thing that really helped was being willing to do whatever it took to get success, to get results. Because there's basically two attitudes. One is, I'll sit back and just sort of see how it happens, and you know, I'm not willing to do this, and I'm not willing to do that, and I'll just wait, and it's going to be fine, and you feel the energy. It's a very lazy, conditional attitude that leads to poverty. And I, at a certain point, I was like that. I was like, oh, whatever, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I had, it's all limiting beliefs around what's possible and what's possible for me. I got to a point before I made these breakthroughs where I was about to run out of money and I was about to potentially get kicked out of my house because I couldn't pay the rent, right? This is years ago. And I remember freaking out about this because I'm like, where would I go? What am I going to do? And I realized, look, Michael, you have to get it together and you have to be willing to do whatever it takes. Like, whatever you're missing, whatever your weak spots are, whatever weird stuff you're not looking at, whatever actions you're not taking, you have to be willing to do them. Right? As soon as you say to yourself, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get success, you know, ethically, obviously, and without breaking your code of conduct, right? Of course, right? But within that, there's a huge range of things that we're normally just lazy and not open to. So I'm willing to do anything it takes. It gives you this power, this amazing power comes over you, and you think, yeah, of course, let me just get on with this stuff. You know, what am I holding back for? And it opens up all these possibilities, because oftentimes we're just far too detached, far too limited. Oh, I don't want to bother people. I don't want to do this. I don't want to ask. I don't want to seem pushy or whatever. Many, many times if you're running a company or something, what you consider to be too much and pushy is nothing. You haven't even done anything, right? We're so, oh God. You know, people who are very successful and make a lot of money, they just knock it out, get it done, press the buttons, send the messages, get the marketing done. Like, everything is just, it's just a system. They set it up and they let it run and they keep cranking it up. The people who are the most successful on social media, for example, they're knocking out like every day hundreds of posts and just knocking it out. So being willing to do whatever it takes, whatever we need to learn, we need to learn. Whatever we need to do, we need to do. That attitude, it opens your subconscious mind to give you the solutions to the problems. Because you're like, yeah, this is a solution. This is a solution. I could do this. So when we're not willing to do whatever it takes, we're basically closed off from possible solutions. They just don't even come up. We don't even see them. Even if someone says to us, here's the solution to your problem, we'll kind of ignore them. We'll say, and then, oh, no one's helping me. I don't know what to do. I'm not sure. But as soon as you say, I am willing to do whatever it takes to get what I want, with love, right, and good feelings, of course, then it opens everything up. It's like having this whole sky opening up in a cave. It's like you're living in a cave and there's no light, and then you come out and the sky opens up and there's this whole world and there's all these opportunities. You're like, wow, there's abundance everywhere, there's opportunities everywhere. This is great. And the next thing is, you know, learning from mentors, getting the help. All my success ultimately has come down to education and practice. Really comes down to it. I am an avid learner, avid reader, avid course, you know, I consume courses, audiobooks, I get mentoring, you know, I have mastermind people help, you know, in groups. I'm surrounded by the top people and the top information all the time. I'm always refreshing myself. So it's really important for you to invest in yourself, invest in courses, programs, books, and from people who know what they're talking about as well. Because a lot of people, when you really look into it, they don't know what they're doing, you know. So my standard is, if they haven't got what I want, then I'm not going to listen to them. Now, not everyone's got what we want on every level of life. So, like, if someone has achieved business success and they're doing the business that I want to be doing or something like that, I'll learn from them because of that area. They might not be a good match for learning from them from spiritual things or from health point of view or something like that, but they're good at the thing they're good at. So I just compartmentalize people. I don't expect to find somebody who is a complete master on every single level. There's not many people like that around, if there are any. So I go to specialists in certain areas and I learn from the experts in those particular areas. And I'm not interested in whatever else they're up to because it's none of my business and that's not what they do. So if I want to learn about health and nutrition and exercise, I go to the experts in that area. If I want wealth, I go to the wealth area. So if someone has what I want and they figured out a system that works for them and it's similar sort of thing than what I'm doing, I'll learn from them. So I highly recommend, if you're interested in a particular sort of thing, go to the people who do that. Like in my company, what I do is I help people become spiritual life coaches, course creators, and authors, because that's what I've become successful in. And now that I have figured out how it works, I now teach that to other people. And because I am very successful in it, and I knew it, and I know how it works, I can help others. But I don't help people with everything, because I can't help people with everything, because I don't know everything about everything, but I know a lot about those things. And my other trainings are how to teach meditation, because I'm a meditation teacher for many, many years. I have 25 years experience doing meditation, guided meditations. I've hundreds of thousands of reviews of my meditations. So I can help people do that because I'm really good at it. So I'm pretty much really only good at two things: spiritual coaching and meditation on one hand, and then business and courses and programs on the other hand. That's about it, right? I'm not an expert in all the other areas of life. So I don't talk about those other things, so I'm not an expert at them. So I highly recommend that you figure out, what are you good at that you can be best in the world at? And become best in the world at that. Your unique gift. To 10x the quality of what you do in that area. Because if you don't love what you do and you're not really that passionate about making yourself best in the world, it's not going to work out very well. So in essence, here's what to do to make your first million. Clear out the money blocks, absolutely critical, otherwise nothing else is going to work. Then be willing to do whatever it takes to get success. Get the help and support you need from experts who are really good at what they do. And invest in yourself, in courses, programs, mentors, whatever, because that is absolutely critical. We can't do this on our own. What we're paying for, by the way, when you pay people for courses and programs and all this stuff, what are you paying for? You're paying to reduce the ignorance. Like, there's a great example of this. Someone had a board, and he wrote $1 million on the board, and someone came up and said, I'd like to make $1 million. And he said, okay, how much are you making today? And he said, I'm making 50,000 a year. And he said, all right, well, it's costing you $950,000 every year because you don't know how to make $1 million. So the ignorance of how to make $1 million is costing you $950,000 a year. So when you buy courses and programs and mentoring and all these things, you're paying to reduce the ignorance so that you have the skills and knowledge to actually make it happen practically. And so when you have the structures and the systems, it's actually pretty easy. You know, that's what I find. I'm always looking for frameworks. That's what I teach our students, and that's what I'm always refining. What is the step-by-step methods that you do this, then this, then this, and it leads to this reliable result? Because when you know what that is, then you can replicate it again and again and again. And saves so much time, because I had to figure a lot of this stuff out on my own to begin with. And then I found these methods. I was like, oh, this actually works. This is great. And at the beginning, you're not sure whether or not it's going to work because you've never done it before. And then you implement the thing, you install the system, and you're like, wow, this is actually getting results. This is making me money every day. This is a miracle. It seems like a miracle, but it's actually just a step-by-step method. And then, of course, the last thing, and the thing that underpins all this, which is what we talk about on this podcast again and again, is to visualize and feel you've already attained it, to stay in your joy in the whole process. Because I've given you a lot of practical things here, but underpinning it, for years and years and years, and even now, again and again, I'm always focused on, what do I want to feel? And come from that place of abundance and wealth. Because anytime I notice myself feeling lack or feeling constricted or feeling stressed, it's a bad place to do anything from. So to stop coming to a place of wealth, coming to a place of abundance and freedom, opportunities, and then act, then it allows the action to happen with a certain grace. So that's been critical as an underpinning for everything else. Yay! So hopefully you found this helpful. If you apply this in your own way, you'll be very successful. And I'll put some links if there's anything I need help underneath. And if you need any help with anything else, just let me know. Let my team know. We'll help you out. Love to have any. If you have any questions, I can answer them on the podcast. Because your success is my success. You know, why do I do this? I want to help you. I want to see you be happy, healthy, wealthy, joyful, feeling that you've already attained everything, living your best life, smiling, getting beautiful rest, enjoying the magic, the wonders of being here on this planet. So enjoy. Talk to you soon. Many, many blessings.